Greetings and blessings to you in Jesus' name. Hope all is well with you and yours. Our field for the week is titled, The Battle Within. The Battle Within. We have encountered many battles throughout our lives, and the one battle that there is no escape from is the battle within. This type of battle can occur anytime, anywhere, or place. Lots of things can start this battle, from family, friends, to our beliefs, or what we see and hear, our TV, or just around. It can be a battle of great intensity. Let's take a look at the dictionary meaning of battle. And it reads, a hostile encounter between opposing military forces, a usually lengthy contest, struggle or controversy, a struggle to succeed or survive, a combat between two persons to fight or struggle against. Now, let's put our own definition together from Webster's Dictionary, from the definition. And let's go with this. A hostile, lengthy encounter that produces a struggle or fight between flesh and spirit to succeed in which direction to go, God's way or not. Amen. So the battle within. Jesus says it this way. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. That comes from Matthew 26:41. Let's look at some scriptures in the Word of God that talk about flesh and spirit. Romans 7:5. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. Romans 7:18. For I know that in me, that is my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is to present with me. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. Romans 7:25. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8:3. For what the law could not do, and what that is weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Romans 8:5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Romans 8, 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Romans 13:14. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Matthew 10:20. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. John 3:6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. John 4:23-24. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Galatians 5:5. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Galatians 5:16-18. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Galatians 5:22-25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. So let's pull out Galatians 5:17, where it says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. So the flesh and Spirit are what? Contrary to one another. What does contrary mean? I had to look it up. It means a fact or condition incompatible with one another. The opposite. One of a pair of opposites, being so different as to be at opposite extremes. Wow. No wonder it's a battle. Incompatible? The flesh and the Spirit? Opposite? The flesh and the Spirit? And different. I think we get a clear understanding of the battle within now. It's flesh versus Spirit. According to Jesus, he said the Spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. How is it then that the weakest part of us, the flesh, wants to lead and be out front and direct all the time and have the biggest mouth? The weakest claims to be the strongest. We see that in society too, don't we? The weakest claims to be the strongest. Before you step out of bed, the conflict has already started between the two. You see, the Word of God says to forgive, and the Spirit agrees, but the flesh says, not so fast. You know, they really did a number on me, and I won't give them a time or day. It's thoughts like that when you first wake up. Forgive or for not forgive. Well, Jesus says to forgive. The flesh will say, nah, they did us dirty. Jesus says, love your enemies. The flesh says, I don't know about that. But if we go to Galatians 5:19-11, this is what it tells us. Now the works of the flesh are evident. What's evident? It's right there. You can't miss it. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions and heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So the Word of God is clear. There's evidence. That's the fruit of the works of the flesh. all those things that were just listed in 19, 20, and 21 about the flesh. Just as we have evidence of the fruit of the Spirit, right? This battle within is a daily occurrence, isn't it? How do we conquer the flesh with the Spirit? Well, one of the first things we need to recognize is what type of battle is it? And then we must respond accordingly. You see, if it's a spiritual battle, then we need to fight the Spirit with the Spirit, with our spiritual weapons. Take a look at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. But what we're talking about now is a battle within. So we've identified the battle within, which is what? The flesh versus spirit. We've identified that's the type of battle we're in. Now what? What do we do next? Well, the Word of God tells us it's flesh versus spirit. So there's no hidden thing here. We know who's doing battle. We know who's going against who. Now we know who the battle is against. You know, if it's sports, we know what teams are going against one another. There is no misconception. There is no, well, I'm not sure who's playing today. No, we know exactly who's going at it. Flesh versus spirit. And guess what, children of God? This is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. And it dictates what happens next. You see, we're going to make a choice. We're going to either choose the flesh or the spirit, who we're going to believe in and who we're going to walk with. We must choose by our own will. And it is a choice. We're either going to walk in the flesh, we're going to walk in the spirit. Both choices, as we all know, have roads. And there are things on both roads. We can be blinded by the flesh and not see that huge pothole and run into it and get ourselves possibly hurt. That same huge pothole that's on the same road when walking in the spirit, but we miss it completely. Why? Because Jesus is leading the way. He knows the way. He knows where the potholes are at. He knows where the traps are at. Amen. We say things like, why me? Oh Lord, why me? Think about that for a second. Could that answer be due to the type of road we're on? Is that the fleshy road? Does that response require us to say that when walking in the flesh? But when on the spirit-led road, we may say things like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Again, I ask, what road are you spending the most time on? The flesh or the spirit? The battle is within. A choice must be made. A choice is made. Children of God, there are lots of things coming at us all at once. All humans experience that, believers and non-believers alike, because the Word of God says that He makes a sun to shine on evil and good. You can find that in Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. All humans experience a battle within. Some walk in the spirit, while others walk according to the flesh. There is a choice to make. A choice will be made. Amen. Glory to God that we as believers have a personal handbook called the Holy Bible, the Word of God and God's Word. We have unlimited access to it. We can go to it with any and all issues of life. And it gives us the answers. See, when we get the answers, the battle within occurs at that time. because we read what the word says, and because the spirit is willing and it agrees with God. But then we get the flesh speaking and says, I'm not sure about that. Hence, the fork in the road, or the battle within. There's only a fork because there's two different roads. Remember the two views, God's view and everything else? Well, that's what happens when there's a fork in the road. There's God's way, and then there's not God's way. That's the only reason why there's a fork. How to win the battle within? How do we win the battle within as believers in Jesus Christ, according to the Word of God? How do we win? Well, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 to start with. And it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. The power is of who? It is of God and not of us. So when we submit to the Spirit, give power to God. Don't give power to the flesh. Because again, the word talks about sowing and reaping. What kind of seed are you sowing? Seed in the flesh, seed in the spirit. A choice has been made what type of seed you're planting. Amen? Our second verse comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. And it says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. You see, we, the children of God, have to cast it down. We have to bring it into captivity. We punish disobedience with our obedience. That's what we just read. That's what the word says. How do we win? This is how we do it. So when that thought from the flesh comes, you shut it down. When that thought from the flesh comes and it doesn't line up with the Word of God, take it captive. Shut it down in Jesus' name. When thoughts of disobedience come, shut it down with obedience. Our next verse comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. The willing Spirit dwells in us. Dwells in us. Do not forget that. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in the elect, dwells in the believers of Jesus Christ, dwells in the children of God. Our next verse, how to beat the battle within. John chapter 14, 17. And Jesus is speaking, and He says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. So Jesus tells us the Holy Spirit dwells with, and He's in us. Wow. Next verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 reads, do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? So it says what? You are the temple of God. We got to keep it clear of evil. Keep it clean. It's the temple of God that dwells in us. Next verse, Luke 9, 23. Jesus speaking again. Then He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. Hallelujah. So what do we got to do? We got to deny ourselves. children of God. We got to shut down the whole I, me, myself team. It is Team Jesus. Once you gave your life to Christ, he died for your sins and redeemed you and saved you. You are now his. You are no longer Team I, me, myself. You are Team Jesus. Us children of God, we must get this and understand this verse. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. The word says we are born of water and spirit. We have been born again. Not of flesh, but of spirit and water. We are his. So when you catch yourself saying, I, me, myself, check yourself. Remember when Jesus said, in order to help your brother with the speck in his eye, let's take care of the plank in yours. Thank you, Jesus. Our next verse comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 56, verse 4. And it says, in God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Ooh, I love that one. Tells us what? Trust in God. Shut down the weak, fleshy thoughts of fear. Next verse, Psalm 56:11. In God I have put my trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? You see, because sometimes that's what we're worried about, what man says he can do to us. But aren't we told that greater is he that is in us? Greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. The Holy Spirit, Father God, Jesus, they dwell in you. Know that. If the flesh tells you different, shut it down. Shut it down. Go by what the word says. Our next verse, Psalm 118:6 says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Now, I'm going to ask you, children of God, in reading how the Lord is undefeated in every battle he's been in, who in their right mind will come up against the Lord and think they're going to have victory? They are deceived, aren't they? The Lord never loses. He's never lost a battle. He is undefeated and always will be. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So according to this verse, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How many things can you do according to this verse if you have faith and believe? All. You, child of God, you can shut down the fleshy thoughts and ways that come up at you, that presents the battle within by agreeing with and obeying the word of God. Proverbs 3:5-6 says it this way, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Children of the Most High God, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's a choice to read the word of God. It's a choice to have faith in the Lord. It's a choice to trust the Lord. It's a choice to believe the Lord. It's a choice to follow the Lord. And it's a choice to obey the Lord. All of these things are in our hands. The choice to make is ours. We can't blame anybody else. The choice to make is ours. And yes, there is outside interference. Yes, interference. Yes, there is outside influence. But when it comes down to it, the choice is ours to make. Example, just go back to the beginning. Go check out what happened in the garden, in Genesis 3. When the Lord told Adam, do not eat from that tree. And he shares it with Eve, so they both know not to do it, right? But when they did it, when the Lord says, where are you? Oh, we're hiding. They told God they were high and wine because they're naked. He said, who told you you were naked? Did you eat from the tree? You see, their actions told on them. And so now let's picture this courtroom setting where you have the just judge. Woo, hallelujah. The just judge, the Lord. And he says, what is this that you have done? And Adam says, what? What did he do? That woman you gave me took and I ate. He's blaming who? The woman. He's blaming Eve. Then he comes to Eve and says, what? What is this you have done? And she says, what? Oh, the serpent tricked me. She's playing the blame game. Neither one of these two are stepping up and owning up to what they did. Yeah, they were influenced, but they both made a choice. And then he addressed the serpent as well. And when the Lord came back with his verdict, what did he say? Well, Adam, you know, yeah, I know you listen to your wife. And okay, I tell you what, this time, no, he didn't say that. He said, because you listened to her over me. You obeyed your wife over me. From this point forward, what? You're going to toil. What did he say to the wife? Desire is going to be for your husband. It's going to be pain and childbearing. What do you say to the serpent from this point on your belly? See, the excuses don't work with the Lord. We all have a choice to make. We're either going to obey the Lord or we're not. There is no walking the fence. There is no in between. So all that nonsense that they're saying that there is a fence you can walk out there is a flat out lie. Look at the word of God. Look at his examples. There is discipline for disobedience. That is reward for obedience. It's two roads, God's way or not. Two views, God's view or not. Two choices, God's way or not. The battle is within. The battle is within. Will we choose Jesus and his ways or fleshy ways? Now, be careful speaking out loud from the flesh, because your adversary, the devil, is looking for ammunition to use against you. What does he do? He tempts you to do something and then he accuses you later of doing it. Double agent, double cross. But that's what the word tells us. You see, the enemy will do what? He attacks the weak part, which is what? Our flesh. Come on, you know, if you're in a battle, you see it in sports. You attack the weakness. You're taught in battle, attack the weakness. Why would you go up against their strong part? You attack the weak areas. You attack the weak part of the building. So what? You're hoping the whole thing crumbles. But we got to stand with the full armor of God. That's in Ephesians 6:10 through 18. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. That's James 4:7. And behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's Luke 10:19. And in Romans 8:37, it says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. All these verses you can do when you walk in the spirit and not the flesh. I pray the word of God reminds you of who you are in Christ Jesus and that you walk in the spirit, not the flesh. To be who the Lord God says you are, may your personal battle within begin to dwindle down because of your faith and obedience to the Lord God. Walk in shalom, children of God, and power in the name of Jesus. Pastor Tyron, signing off.